Hello and welcome to the Bailey and Harding Ultra Sound System. I am Anna Harding.
Je m'appelle Ali Bailey. Bienvenue, épisode 48. Yes.
J'habite à Rugby. Où est le swimming pool? Great band.
Où est le car? Oh, où est le swimming pool? Good, weren't they? Hey guys, that was French. Yeah. We're international now.
We've been international from the start, to be fair.
Yeah, we have. So international now. Welcome.
We're just bilingual now.
Yeah, we are. Bilingual to me sounds a bit sexy. Whoop.
No, that's bisexual, mate. Oh, gosh. What are you drinking? It looks like carrot juice.
Citrus Shield.
Oh.
Innocent Citrus Shield. I love this. It's really expensive. It's £2.50 in Co-op at the moment.
Yeah.
It's orange, carrot, mandarin, lemon, ginger, and vitamins. Oh. And I love
so
it.
I was right. I was right then. You are drinking carrot juice.
I love carrot juice. Carrot juice is delicious.
I actually have a bit of a complaint to make. Well, I might as well say it on the podcast. Probably get in the bin. I had a Ruby Racer addiction, which is some sort of, it's like sour cherries and maybe some raspberries, lots of like red fruits in
a
juice.
Is this an innocent thing?
No, it was from Lidl. They've discontinued it. So Lidl, if you're listening, please sort this prego out so I can get some more Ruby Racer because I miss it in my
life. Ruby Racer!
Yeah, every time Neil went to Lidl, he's like, I got you some Ruby Racer.
That sounds good. I'm writing it down because Ruby, they also Aldi do a...
Don't! They've discontinued it.
Yeah, but then I'm going to see if it might just be in your Aldi because sometimes... Okay, Lidl. Co-op do this chocolate that's dark chocolate with raspberries in it. It's 70%.
Yes.
And it's a Co-op's own. But a couple of months ago, I was like, they stopped doing it. And all the Co-ops around me stopped doing it. But then I went somewhere else and I found it. So it might just be your Lidl.
That happened to me a couple of summers ago. Co-op was doing a cloud... This is boring, isn't it? Co-op was doing a cloudy lemonade. And it was the best cloudy lemonade I've ever had. And it was something like 70p a bottle. It was an absolute bargain in this current climate.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Co-op by me stopped doing it. But then I went to go and visit my uncle on the South Coast and we popped a Co-op to go and get him some bits. And there were six bottles of it on the shelf. So I bought every single one.
I do that with the dark chocolate raspberries, and I'll buy 18 slabs of it. And I go to the self checkout because I don't want to have to explain myself to anybody. And I'm just like beep beep beep, and people are like, you can feel eyes burning onto you. And it's not like you can even say I'm making a cake because it's not that sort of chocolate.
No, no.
I'm just going to binge on it. It's delicious. It's good for me.
Brilliant. I love it.
Yeah. So the Aldi version of this is Citrus Shield. Other smoothies are available. It's like £1.50 and it's absolutely delightful, but it's not as good. It's not as carrotty. I like a bit of carrot.
Nice. Great. Okay. So episode 48's got off to a wicked start. Have you got a win this week, Ali?
I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
I've got nothing to report. I've been on a rest week. So I've not been doing much running. I did like 25 miles last week. I went to Wales, to Brecon. I did a workshop with those nice people from Pegasus Running, who I will give a shout out to. Sorry, Paul Alban. They're like the Big Bear of South Wales. And it was great. It's just hanging out with nice people, doing some workshops, but not really. There's nothing really there that I can be like, whoop, whoop. That's amazing. If anything, no. I've been getting more angry about stuff because I've been... What's the opposite of taper?
Recovery.
Rest week. Yeah. Because I've been on one of them, I've got more angry. But luckily,
you've got more time to look
more
at
time
stuff.
To be angry. But luckily for everybody, today's the day we go back into the training block. We'll all be okay. So I guess that's a win. Back into the training block we go.
Fabulous. What are you training for, Owls? Owls? I've never called you Owls.
Oh, hey.
That's horrendous. That's not happening again.
My brothers used to call me Big Owl.
Big
it's really upset me. It's like, all right, Big Owl. They used to call me Big Al, and they used to call me Kelly fucking Osborne because I look like Kelly Osborne.
Oh,
quite
my
harsh.
God. Hang on. Quickly tell me what you're training for, and then I need to go on a little offshoot about Sharon Osborne.
Well, I'm training for the Spine Challenge yourself, actually, in June.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
How far is it?
It's 108 miles. But the worst bit about it is, for 100 kilometres of that, there's no fucking aid station.
That sounds horrendous.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God. Well, hopefully, touch wood, you won't have to carry as much kit as you had to on the old traversy, because hopefully it won't be.
Once again, that's the word spine is involved in that. So yes, I fucking
Sorry.
will, because they like
Well,
you to
yes.
carry a small house with you and a couple of helpers, some elves, and basically you look like that, or you know, the woman in Labyrinth who lives
Yes.
in the fucking tip. That'll be
Yes.
me on the spine.
Let's do
Hello, would you like some pretty bits? That'll be me.
it. Amazing. Just quickly, did you see the Sharon Osbourne beef over the weekend?
No.
It was amazing. So Amanda Holden had done a podcast or an interview where she likened Louis Walsh and Sharon Osbourne to the Ugly Sisters and said that they were riding on the coattails of Simon Cowell.
Hang on a minute. Was she being serious?
Well, who knows? But Sharon Osbourne then went on a massive, she put a statement out on Twitter, which just filled my weekend with fun to read it, because she was basically like, I don't need Simon Cowell. I don't need his money. His money's like pocket money to me. I was probably getting paid more than you anyway. I've got my big house in Beverly Hills and my country estate in England. So why don't you just stick to your little radio and pantomime jobs?
Oh dear.
I know. But anyway, sorry.
No, I loved it. I think it's amazing. I'd love to go to their country house. Imagine what it's like.
I know. I think that's the same English country estate where Ozzy Osbourne had his
Accident. His
quad
quad
biking
bike
accident.
accident. You know you've made it when you have a quad biking accident, don't you? Because
Sean
that's
Kingston.
just, yeah, it's just a sign that you've got loads of
That was a
money.
jet ski. It was a jet ski, but the
Is
same
Sean
thing.
Kingston the guy that's so. There
Fly
are
away
those
to beautiful
beautiful.
girl.
Oh, what a tune. Is that on the playlist?
I don't know. Should we put it on though?
100%. That and Wayne
Oh,
Wonder. Yeah. There is somebody. She is a
she
beauty.
is beautiful,
Yeah.
very special, really
Really and truly.
and
That should be the new podcast theme. What's wrong with us today?
I'm not sure.
Wayne
I've had a
Wonder.
lie-in. I've had a lie-in. My 6 o'clock PT client cancelled on me yesterday, which meant that I've only been up for about half an hour. So I think that is my problem.
There is
But
nothing better than a client cancelling, I swear to God.
I
And then
literally came.
being really apologetic. I'm so sorry. Oh my God, I'm so sorry to waste your time. Oh, don't worry about this week. I'll just book in for that. You're like, I fucking love you. Thank you so much. You've given me the gift of time.
Yes, which is invaluable. I literally text Neil. I was like, my 6 o'clock's just cancelled. So yeah, that's a bit of a win for me. But actually, my win this week is not running related. I didn't go running this week because
You're
I
growing a
just,
small human in your belly.
yeah, basically, I don't feel like I have to justify why I didn't go running, but basically last week was like a catch-up week after I've been off, back off holiday. So I'd taken a week off. So the week leading up to being away for a week was horrendous. Then I took a week off, which was great, and my heart rate variability actually nearly went back into the green again for the first time this pregnancy, because it's
Ooh.
been in like orange and red for the whole pregnancy. But it's gone straight back down into the red this week because I basically did a 50-hour week last week trying to catch up with everything that I didn't do while I was off for a week. So I was like, do you know what? I'm not going to run this week because at the moment, running makes me feel really tired, like afterwards. So I'm really enjoying going out and running, but I am now 30 weeks pregnant. Which means that I am getting much bigger now and it's feeling much harder, which means it's the after effect that's really wiping me out. So I need to make sure that I have time to nap afterwards. And like when I mean nap, you know, like when you've gone for a really good long run, and you're like, oh, I'll just have a little hour on the sofa. I need like a good solid 2 hours in bed after a 5K. Yeah. So it's quite tiring. But my win this week instead is that instead of going running, I borrowed my mum's vax. Have you ever used a vax,
What, a
Ali?
Hoover?
The
Oh my God,
washing one.
a carpet cleaner one.
Yeah.
I've
Oh my God.
always
I
wanted to
am.
use one. I've always wanted to
Yep.
have a go, but no one's ever trusted me.
So good. So come to my house. I need to go over the carpets like 3 times.
I just want to watch.
The color of the water. Like literally. I hoovered everywhere about 3 times, first of all, to make sure I didn't get any like bits in it. And then vaxxed, the colour of the water was like a pint of Guinness.
Yeah, I bet it
It's
was. It's because of the bloody,
disgusting.
because of dog paws, human
Dogs.
paws, all of that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I am full on nesting, full on getting the house like clean tip top to bottom.
Tip top to bottom.
But yeah, my win was the vax. Oh my God, I loved it. I mean, that knackered me out. I also needed a nap after that, but
I know,
I did need my time.
just the excitement of the vax.
It was great, but that was my win this week. Which kind of takes me also into my grim. I was mentioning about being 30 weeks pregnant now. My grim this week actually is just like hitting this third trimester. So I know that there are some people listening who have been pregnant before and who send me lots of tips and advice. Thank you. I do appreciate it. There are some people who may be pregnant now who are listening and are also trying to like carry on running, or they've just had babies or whatever. My God. So this is the third trimester that they basically warn you about, and when you're feeling great in the second trimester, you're like, yeah, can't be that bad. It literally has hit me like a ton of bricks. The fatigue, not being able to get comfortable when I'm trying to sleep. I literally was crying at 1 o'clock in the morning the other morning because I couldn't get comfortable and all I wanted to do was sleep. The heartburn is wild. And you may notice, Ali, that I am rocking a bit of a
Thought you were making a fashion statement.
What, yeah, I was trying to describe it in something that it's not, but it basically it's a wrist splint.
It's a one, it's listener, it's a black three-quarter length on the arm, fingerless glove that's got like Velcro strapped around it. So she looks a little bit like she's in a 90s, like maybe an Eternal
Dance video.
video. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like an Eternal video. Like that would have been something
Yeah.
that the girls from Eternal would have worn as a fashion statement on Live and
Definitely.
Kicking. Yeah.
Definitely. So I'm
Except
currently wearing
it's not a
it.
fashion statement, is it?
It's not. It's for medical reasons. It's got like a big metal bit down the back of it. And basically it's a wrist splint for carpal tunnel because pretty much all day, every day, I can't feel my fingertips anymore because of the buildup of fluid that can't go back down through my wrist because my carpal tunnel has shrunk and
What is
there's
a
lots of
carpal tunnel?
it's a little tunnel that allows fluid to go to and
Where?
from
What,
your
in your arm?
in your wrist.
Oh.
So this is wild. Oh, you don't like that noise,
I mean,
that
you've already
look.
made it through, they said it 3 times, so why not just
No,
add some
I
more
haven't.
in?
I
You have.
haven't.
You have. I've been
No.
counting.
No. My mum had to have an operation on it, so they literally like cut your wrist
Cool. I tried
and
to do
like
that once, but I did it wrong.
yeah,
Not for that reason.
not for that reason. So I'm told that this is going to disappear as soon as I give birth, but that is in at least 10
What,
months'
your
time.
wrist?
No, the pain, the pain. But I'm in a bit of a dilemma because my left one is quite sore as well, but not as bad. But I'm like, if I can't wear it with my watch, can't wear this splint with my watch, can I? So I'm gonna have to take my garment
Take
off.
your watch off.
What?
That's fine. Just don't worry about it.
But
Put it on your
also,
neck. Put it on a little necklace.
oh yeah. Yeah, I could. Or I could get a bigger strap and put it around my ankle.
Wow, you look like a prisoner.
Some people do that. Someone did that on their wedding day because they wanted to still count their
I
steps.
don't want to live in a world where somebody puts their fucking Garmin on their ankle on their wedding day to count their steps.
It's true. They did that.
Also, there is talk of you Strava-ing your birth in a kind of tongue-in-cheek way.
Yeah. Shall I? We should do a poll.
Please don't. I
Let's do a poll. Can we do a poll?
mean,
But yeah, do you think that if I wear a wrist splint on my left as well as my right, I'm just going to look like I am in Eternal?
yeah, but I don't think that's a problem because the 90s is
Okay.
a very good era. But the thing that I'm more worried about is you getting better. But also, could you use your, does it, could you get to the point where you can't use your wrists anymore?
Well, it's very sore. Like working at a desk when I go and do my radio job, like trying to use a mouse and working at a desk is very sore. Texting, also
So is
sore.
it going to just, so did they just say it'll just keep going until you have the baby and then it'll pop out, then it'll go away?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Hopefully, although
Oh
someone did
my
message me and go,
God.
although it could not go like mine, I was like, oh, please don't. So yeah, disgusting.
Can you not take
Dear.
painkillers? You're not allowed to take what?
You
Any
can take
drugs?
paracetamol and that is it.
Can you put ibuprofen on topically, like Voltaren?
No, nope,
What?
no Voltarol. Yeah. Yeah, ibuprofen bad for babies. So there you go. So that's my grim. Feeling pretty grim at the minute.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah, of
Welcome to
course.
Ali's Stupid Baby Questions, a mini series. Why is it? Since when did we start talking about trimesters? Like, it's a really American thing, I think, and it's crept in. But like, when I was in the 90s, I love the 90s and the noughties, we didn't talk about trimesters.
You do.
I don't think we did. Maybe
Babies,
so.
babies and pregnancies always been sort of like
But even
divided into
I don't.
that
I've
three.
never heard the word term trimester used until like I started watching Friends.
Do you mean semester?
No, I mean trimester.
Did you know there's a fourth trimester?
I don't care, but I just am worried about this use of this word. I'm just interested in where it's come from, like because it just used to
Medicine.
be like, oh, you're like 4 months pregnant. Now it's like trimesters. I'm interested.
Well, I mean, I'm nearly 8 months pregnant. But also, that's a lie
Fuck.
anyway, because I know, because they tell you that it's 9 months. We've talked about this before. They tell you it's nine
Yeah, but
months,
it's 10.
10. So trimesters are like, yeah, it's I tell you where the trimester comes from. I've just Googled it on Wikipedia. It's a period of 3 months. It's Latin for tri mensis, which means month. And in Europe, where financial years start on the 1st of January every year, often January, February, and March are the first trimester
Oh yeah, okay.
or quarter. We just call it quarters
Listen,
now.
I just want to get like the most education in people's ears while they're waiting at the start line apart when possible. I just like
There you
asking
go.
the big questions. I do.
I think it's a great question. I think it's a great question. Have you got a grim this week?
I've got the word used dildo.
Fucking hell. And there's the episode title. We can't call it that. We
Oh, we
can't
can.
call it
And we will.
that.
My
No.
the third trimester of the used dildo, my client Emma, she's great. I love her. She's a surgeon. She sent me a update on her intervals, which was great. Like, you know, so I could see them, so I could put them in the box, put them in the box. She also said, I also found this. She sent
Oh
me a
my
picture, and
God.
I was with my niece at the time, my 15-year-old niece, and I zoomed in. I was like, whoa, oh my God. And it was a large, old school, used dildo on the floor that she just found on her run.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I was like, how's that got there then? Because she kind of like runs in pretty nice places. I think she lives kind of in the sort of Surrey kind of area.
Yeah.
I've just got off the phone to her, like having had a client call. I forgot to ask her about it. Like, where was she? Was she near a car park?
Yeah.
But it started to beg the question.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen or found on one of your training runs? Which I think is a great question to ask the audience.
That is a great question. What's yours?
Pants.
Pants.
Underpants. When I was doing the Thames Path, I did the Thames Path, I did a race called the Thames Path, which was a 180-mile race over 4 days.
Yeah.
And so I ran the whole length of the Thames, and in that time, I won that race, guys. In that time, I found so many undergarments, it was not even funny. So I started to take pictures of them because I got bored because it's long. And I found tights, I found stockings, I found pants, I found underpants, I found bras strewn all the way along the Thames Path in the bushes. Like where people go, I think people must go for naughty times down there.
Oh,
But
they
there were
just leave their pants.
so many things. It's like, what are you doing when you go back to your car or go back and get on the bus? You're just hanging free. Like, have you only got one stocking on?
Also, if you're going for like naughty times, you'd probably be wearing like quite nice pants, wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Do
So
you
the
think that
photos,
that's
the
just expensive
documentation, yeah, the
needle?
documentation was like they weren't just Tesco's pants. They were like
No.
frilly Anne Summers underwears. And I never found, I found the only male pants I found were, I will use the word soiled. So they just looked like they'd
Oh.
been used for sun. I wasn't going right up to them, like looking at them, but I was poking them with a stick.
Yeah.
And yeah, they'd been more accident. There'd been an accident, a terrible accident. And yeah,
Dear
but
God.
that's probably the weirdest. I'm trying to think if I found anything weirder. But I've never found anything that I'm like, whoa, that's so weird. Never found anything like that.
No, I don't. I'm trying to think now. Off the cuff, I can't think of anything like super duper weird, but I'm sure there have been weird things. Do you remember when we went through a period of finding loads of dead helium balloons
Yeah, and I still
on
find them.
canals?
Yeah, but
I've
me and
kept
you went
finding them
through
on the
like,
canal.
we went through like a week and a half of there just being
Yeah,
loads. I wonder if,
loads.
was that like around like a Jubilee celebration or something maybe? But helium balloons are the
I
bane of my
know.
life. I always
I
pick up a helium
know.
balloon. I probably pick up one a week, to be honest with you, and stuff it in my pack.
They're just so annoying to carry as well, aren't they?
I found one on the Lakes Traverse at Ennerdale
Did
in one
you?
of the trees. Yeah, and I just pulled it out and put stuff in. But it's just like, for Christ's sake,
So...
they're really bad, so bad for the environment.
Yeah.
Now, cows and horses eat them because they're
I know.
shiny.
And
It's,
they get them stuck.
yeah, but yeah, this client sent me this photo. I was like, It just was massive and old school. It's an old school one, and it was filthy. It was like rubber, and it should have been flesh coloured, and it wasn't. And I'm like, what has happened to this? And
Oh
what is
my
just
God.
there on the floor? It's just there on the floor. Has someone thrown
Yeah.
it out of the window? I don't know, but it's gross, isn't it? It is
Yeah,
gross.
that is rank. That is a definite grimage.
Yeah. What's your grim?
My grim was my poorly rests and things.
Oh yeah.
Do you want me to put something in the bin?
Yeah, the bin's overflowing. We need to take that bin out.
Did you see this week that the USA launched their kit for athletics for the Paris Olympics?
I did see, because you drew my attention to it. Just as I was sniffing around for something else to wind me up, suddenly that pops up.
For those of you who didn't see it, the athletics kit was launched, and it was like a sneak peek, and it was like, hey, here's the men's, like, it looked a bit like a shorty tri suit, I suppose, for the blokes. Like, it had little cycling shorts all attached to like the chest bit and whatever. And then the second image next to it was the ladies' one, but it was the all-in-one. So, like, mostly when the ladies do the athletics, they run in their pants. They wear like little briefs, I think they call them. They're like not shorts, they are pants and little crop tops. But this one was actually like a full one piece.
Like a swimming costume.
I was going to say, could have been a swimming costume. The high legs on it were like, if you'd not waxed, you'd be in trouble.
I mean, you'd only be in trouble because of the patriarchy. Don't wax if you don't fucking want to.
Well,
But I'm pretty sure that the commentators would have something to say about it if you hadn't had a high wax.
yeah. Right.
And it
So
was pink. It was so pink.
I know. So the thing is, yeah, I think you're right about like if you hadn't had a wax, like people would have something to say about it. You could not care. But is that really what we want athletes to be thinking about when they're about to train when they're training and about to compete in the competition of their life? Like I've worked in running media for a while, and I've been sent kit and given kit to wear for stuff that does not fit me, that I don't feel comfortable in, and I'm like, no, I'm not wearing that. Like, I no. And the problem is this is the team kit for your country. I don't really think you actually get the choice to say no to it. Like,
Do
you
they
have
get
to
to
wear it.
test? Do they get to, do you think they get to test and give feedback on it?
I'm not entirely sure a woman was consulted in the making of this kit. However, what I would like to say is that there is a female athlete from the US who also posted about wearing the kit and had put the kit on and posted some pictures. It looks much better on a human being than it does a mannequin because obviously we've got skin to hold bits in place. Whereas I think with the mannequin, it had just like slid up
But with the
the legs and the
outfit,
flaps, the flaps would be out. The flaps would be out.
is the outfit for everything? For like all of the
Athletics.
athletics? So like running,
Well,
jumping, throwing, hopping, skipping,
yes,
lolling,
but it's just the
trampolining.
one piece. So I think you also have the option to wear the crop top and shorts.
Right. Because that's the thing. It's like, is this fit for purpose?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to run and do hurdles in a swimming costume. I
No.
wouldn't want to like run 100 meters in swimming costume. I
No.
anything high legs for me is an absolute no-no, because I just feel like I'm gonna get. I mean, I'm not a professional athlete, but I'm gonna get a hungry bum, and I
Camel
just
toe.
camel toe. I can't be bothered. I'd like the tampon string might hang out the bottom. All
Yeah.
sorts of things that could happen. But ultimately, I don't particularly want to go and have to have a full body wax just to please the fucking onlookers.
No.
We don't owe anyone pretty. We just don't. And it's like, but if you don't, can you imagine the uproar? Do you remember that image of the triathlete who started her period and had blood down the inside of her legs, and she was running
Yeah.
towards? Do you remember that? Do you remember the
Yeah.
fucking comments on that?
Yeah. Yeah. On her tri, it was on her tri suit, wasn't it?
It's just like another way of kind of making. I just feel like it's another way of like being like, well, this is how it is, love.
Yeah. Well, someone messaged me and was like, love the pod. I need to have something. I've got something to say about this. Sarah Hode. She said, I'm not sure if this USA kit would be your bin of the week, but it would be mine. So don't worry, Sarah. I've put it in the bin. I appreciate you showing all angles of the story she's put.
Not of the kit. Nobody
Yeah.
wants to see that.
Whoa. But I'm wondering how much pressure athletes would feel, especially pre-selection, to step in line. Or maybe I'm wrong and it's all fine. Who knows? This cuts close, again, no pun, because I quit my swim team at 13 when I got boobs. And every time I dived in the pool, they were set loose by the team costume, which was designed for a child. I had no choice in wearing it. All the lols at the time. Glad we live in a world now where the conversation's being had, though.
Do you know what, right? I'm so grateful for that message. Thank you so much, Sarah. Like, so grateful that people are saying stuff. I have started listening to another podcast. I'd say it's a rival podcast because it's presented by two women.
Okay. It's not the Lily Allen and Margarita Taylor
Yes,
one, is it?
it is. No, it's not
Oh,
Margarita Taylor. It's Paquita.
Mel Makita Oliver.
Now listen to me, right?
What?
Whatever you think about these people, there's a
Lily
very there.
Allen.
There's a very interesting conversation about patriarchy going on throughout this thing.
She called me a snob.
I know she did. I'm sorry about that. I've called you loads of things. We've got over
Yeah,
that.
fine. All right, Al's.
Now look, thanks. Lils, she has some very interesting and actually quite. I just love her. She talks about it a lot, right? We're talking. They're talking about the thread of the patriarchy that runs through. Like,
Yeah.
obviously, she's a female in a very, very male-dominated industry. She was talking about when she was in the studio with this new producer, and he was like, "Oh yeah, it's great working with you. The last woman that was in it, she was really, really difficult." And she was like, "What do you mean difficult?" And he was like, "Well, she wanted it to sound like this. She wouldn't accept this." And Lily said to him, "Would you say that if it was a male?" And he said, "That's a really good point, because if a man didn't want that level of like control, I think that he wasn't a good artist." Right? Now, if you look at the bloke's costume and the lady's costume, around the whole male appendage, let's call it, there's been a lot of like us being like, "Oh, look at the outline." Everyone's guilty of this. Remember Ian Thorpe and the torpedo thing and all of that sort of stuff, and Linford Christie's lunchbox, right? Remember that?
That was the
I know it was a different time, but
90s,
like with men, being able to see that is celebrated. With women, it's the ultimate faux pas. You know, it's
though.
like, we don't want to see that. No, that's dirty. We don't want that. However, they're making them wear these outfits that basically expose that area, which I think gives like, I can't imagine having to wear that. Having to do that to perform to that level is like quite a stressful, and like you need to be psychologically extremely strong to be able to cope with that pressure. But then to worry about whether one of my flaps is going to fall out is a completely different level.
Whilst competing on the world stage at the pinnacle of your athletic
Yeah,
career.
with millions of people watching.
Yeah. And think about the different body shapes in athletics as well. You know, we think about the runners and the sprinters on the track, fine. But then you've got people who are doing like shot put and discus and things like that. They're built differently. And so it's not like a one size fits all
No. God, there's
for
puns
everyone.
flying around everywhere in this conversation. I
So,
love it.
yeah.
But why can't we have like a kit that's got like four options, like a shorts option, a skirt option, a top option, and a one piece option, and maybe like a bib option, you know, like a triathlete option? Like, what happens when we have athletes who are Muslim? What happens when we have athletes from different cultures? Like, can we have a full option for that women, four or five, that women, and maybe men, because maybe blokes don't want to wear those bloody shorts. Maybe they want to wear something else. Maybe they don't want, maybe they want to wear something that covers them up a little bit more. Like, body dysmorphia in sport affects men as much, if not more, as it affects women. Like, it's just a thing that we don't even look at. So why can't we have that? I don't understand why. Is there anybody listening to this podcast that can tell us why there is only one option for everybody?
I don't know if there is only one option, though, just to say that was just the one option that was like leaked and shown on social media. Then it probably is the case that there are different options, but I don't know that they're as vast as what you've described. Just to say. But yeah, let's put that in the bin. What are you putting in the bin?
Oh, fuck me, my bin. Oh, read this to you. Let me read this to you.
Yeah, okay.
We're in the age of the fantasist.
Oh, God.
Fantasists are people that are not quite constrained by reality, but flourish nonetheless. Their words construct the reality they seek, and they feed into the reaction of their words. That's what they do. Been doing a lot of
Where's that
research
from?
on this. Oh, that's from a Medium article on the age of the fantasist, which focuses around the rise of Trump and Elon Musk, and the fact that because we live in a social media world, fantasists are now breeding at a very high level and presenting as normal people. And it's actually quite hard. It says in this article, fantasism is a superpower, and most people can't do it. So, like, only a few people can do it, but the people that can do it tend to be really fucking good at it. And I'm starting to get, and I've said this before, so on this podcast, a bit of a fucking bee in my bonnet about people presenting themselves as part, integral parts of the sport, but not actually doing the work. It's doing my head in. And in the last few weeks, especially as I was at this workshop at the weekend, and there was about 18 people at this workshop, and I had three separate conversations with people who brought up people that they follow on Instagram as huge inspirations, when I know for a fact that those people are not doing what they say they're doing, not doing the work they say they're doing. They're talking the talk and believing the dream and banging on about the sport, but they're not actually doing the sport,
Or walking the walk,
or walking the walk, or running the
or running
run.
the run.
And when I said this to these people, they were like, "What?" I'm like, "Dude, it's not just what you don't have to just have to believe what you see on Instagram. You go and check Strava. Strava's an open platform for people. Or you can go and have a look on Facebook, or you can go and have a look at their, what's that thing with the rankings thing?
Power
The
of 10?
whatever, Power of 10. Or you can just talk to people, use your common sense. Because you don't have to believe everything you read." And these people were like, "Fuck, really?" And I'm like, "Yeah, really." When they actually did the deep dive, they were kind of heartbroken. Because they were like, "But I thought this and I thought that." I went, "No, like that's not how it is." Like when I'm, because I do these talks where I talk about the common misconceptions of ultra runners, right? Because a lot of people think ultra runners are super, super fit and they're super, super focused and they're this and they're that. Whereas I'm like, dude, I was fucking alcoholic for like most of the time that I was running. I've been an alcoholic ultra runner for longer than I've been a sober one. And you know, the message there is, it's never you don't wait till it's time to start. Don't wait till it's time to get better. Just like, start doing the do now. Like the right time will never come. And so that's where this conversation came from. But I'm like, it is now so, like, everybody wants to be an expert, don't they? But then I'm like, I feel like if anybody says they're an expert when it comes to ultra running, that's a red flag, because nobody's actually an expert, because nobody knows everything. I don't even think that, like, the people at the top of the sport, I don't even think that Robbie Britton would say he knows everything, and he's the most qualified coach in the country.
I tell you what. He does know
He
a
knows a
thousand
thousand and
and
one
one
things.
things,
He does. He's got
though.
a thousand and one things that he knows, and he's written them
It's
all
an
down in that book.
excellent book, by the way.
It is a
Hey,
great book.
I'm just going to pull out number 48 because we're on episode 48,
Oh,
just as a little
perfect.
sideline.
We should do this every week for Robbie Brin. He'd love
Yeah.
it. He'd
Oh,
simply love it.
we have the little Robbie Britton corner. 48. Tell your friends and family your goals, stating that I'm going to run the London Marathon might seem like a big challenge, but without your family on board, it will be harder. And just them knowing means you're less likely to skip that long run for a Netflix marathon instead. Definitely not the same type of marathon.
Okay.
Good advice, Robbie.
But Robbie, I will say to you, tell your friends and family you're doing it, then fucking do it.
Do
Like, that's the thing you need to
it.
do. Put your trainers on and do the actual training, because that's where the problem lies, right?
Tell
And then,
Instagram you're doing
yeah, tell Instagram you're doing it, then don't do anything. So
it.
like going and get yourself a handle. I mean, Ultra Robbie is Robbie Britton's handle. That's okay, because he's a Team GB ultra runner. He does actually do the work, and he's like one of the best coaches in the country. But Ultra Dave, you can't just put Ultra Dave and then be like, "I'm an ultra runner now." You can't do it, because you're not. Like, you can't just think it or like Instagram handle it. So I decided, me and Kirsty decided the other day, we changed our Instagram handles. She's going to be called Virata Kirsty, because she once went on the Virata at Hollister. And I'm
What's
going to be called,
the
it's like, you, what do you mean? You're not an expert in
Virata?
Virata. She is. You clip yourself in with some ropes and you just go along the wall like that.
Oh, like traversing it.
Yeah. But she did that once,
Ooh.
which makes her an expert.
Yeah.
I'm going to be Free Climbing Alley because I went to the climbing wall 3 times with Oscar and I watched Free Solo. So I decided. So that's my get in the bin. I will keep putting it in the bin. And the problem that I've got, dear listener, is that whenever I get into this conversation, and I get into it quite a lot of
Yeah.
people say to me, well, why
Just
don't you
ignore
just say, well, who
them.
it is? Or just ignore them. I'm
Oh.
like, okay, well, I can't say who it is because then I'll get accused of bullying. And secondly, I can't just ignore it because I actually have clients coming to me saying, but so and so did this. And I'm like, they didn't do that. That's
Yeah.
not real. So I just would
No.
encourage everybody just to, because this sport is our hobby and it's our pastime. And it's such an incredible, empowering, amazing thing to be a part of. But it's about the journey. And when I say the work, I don't want people to see that as negative because if you enjoy what you're doing, it's not work, is it? And the training is so enjoyable, and what you get out of it is so enjoyable. The levels of
Yeah.
fitness, the serotonin, the like, the byproducts of it increases your
Yeah.
concentration at work, a little bit of weight loss, just
Helps
feeling like
labor.
helps labor, just feels like you're living, man. It's
Yeah.
great stuff, but it's
Yeah.
not about that outcome goal. It's not about it. It's about this long, long journey we're all on. And it's about also about being honest and being authentic and being like presenting like real shit as opposed to fake shit. Just
Yeah.
on the book, because it's a good book, 1001 Running
Robbie's
Tips.
book.
Yeah, there's a new one, Smart Running,
Oh,
by
is that
Jen and
Robbie?
Sim Benson. No, it's Jen and Sim Benson, but Smart Running is quite similar to 1001 Running Tips. It has 19 chapters.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's a vertebrate book, and it's really good because I'm keeping it next to my desk because actually there's things, it's like number 13, Book Care for Runners. I'm like, that's interesting. And I've had a little buzz through it, and it's just a really good point by point like
Nice.
thing that I can help, that will help my clients. And there's also stuff like what's a fartlek session, what's a tempo session, what's an interval session. Like, it's just
Yeah.
a really good guide. It's a guide to becoming a
Yeah.
runner, and I really like it. I will recommend that to people. And I'll put that in the bin now. I
Excellent.
stop ranting. I don't feel quite so bad. Thanks for
Good.
letting me know about the influences.
No worries. Well, you mentioned about names and changing your handle and stuff and all the rest of it, which leads us on quite nicely to something that we said we were going to cover last week. No, said we were going to cover this week in last week's episode, and that is to do with the Barclay Marathons.
Ruff, 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 Barclay pickle. I can't
God, are
remember.
you okay?
Can't remember
We
his name.
so we put a little thing out, you put a thing out on our Instagram on the pod Insta. Basically about Keith Dunn. So Keith Dunn is the guy who keeps us all up to date on Twitter with the Barclay Marathons. But at the start, because there is no start list for this race, he refers to the runners and riders with like little nicknames based upon mostly their appearance, sometimes their demeanor. And
Demeanor,
we
but sometimes, as we found out, what he thinks that they would, they so like he called John Kelly guy with glasses, but John Kelly doesn't wear glasses, but he just thought John Kelly looked like he should wear glasses. That's what
That's
they called him
right.
it.
And there was something about tall Mohican man, and Damien Hall was like, well, that could be me, but I'm not that tall. And so we were questioning whether maybe Keith Dunn maybe thought that Damien Hall could be tall or should be tall.
Yeah, because I thought Damien Hall should be tall, but he's just like, he's only like 4'1". He's really small.
Little
Child
hobbit.
child's feet.
Hairy child's feet. So we asked you, if you were running the Barclay Marathons, what would Keith Dunn describe you as on Twitter? And some of the ones that came in were so good. We had 70 comments. So one of my favorites was Irish Mojo Joe, friend of the pod. Bemused, well-fed woman from Belfast, which I think just sounds like a song by the
I love it.
Pogues.
Some of these are so good.
Marie Runs Ultra wants to be Queen in the North because I
Queen
think
in the North.
that's what we called her when we appointed her social sec of the North, I think.
Yeah, she is Queen in the North. That's 100% true.
Or slow as a snail, smiling northerner.
There's quite a lot of words here. I think they need to workshop their names and get them down to 3 words max. Guy
Like
with mohawk. Yeah.
Alia Pike, mono boob woman.
Mono boob woman. Perfect.
So good. So good. Martin Owen, friend, old tight trousers. Tight trousered Frodo.
Imagine.
Shim Bim. Chicken drumstick legs.
Nice. I like the three worders, they're perfect.
Yeah. Rebel has referred to herself as slower, small European woman, because I think Jasmine may have been the small European
Yep,
woman.
Jasmine was a small European woman, yeah.
Lou, burnt freckled redhead.
Burn freckled redhead. Nikki, lanky C-3PO. What was the one that I really loved? Oh yeah, Kevin Munt, just the pensioner. I was like,
The
yes, because that is so aggressive, isn't it? It's like something out of The
pensioner. So
Gentleman, the
good.
pensioner.
The pensioner.
Don't
Katie.
underestimate him, the
The
pensioner.
Katie, who I can only gather is perhaps from Canada, maybe lives there, is maple-scented cannock.
What?
Maple-scented cannock.
What's a cannock?
It is something to do with Vancouver.
Mm.
It's a Canadian.
Is it?
It's not necessarily Vancouver. Cannock is a slang term for a Canadian.
Is it? Can so
Yeah.
cannock chase is slang Canadian chase. Chase is
Spelt
slang
differently.
Canadian, is it?
Spelt differently. Cannock
They used to chase
chase.
Canadians around there
No.
with a stick.
No.
So British, isn't it? We used to chase Canadians around here with sticks, beat them to death.
No. Cannock chase is Cannock. God, I'm going to get shouted at. I think that's right. And then Cannock Canadian is Cannuck. There you go.
Bewildered British farm boy, Dean Cox.
Podcast Pat. Oh, brilliant.
Hefty northerner.
Darren Clarkson, Gandalf's dad.
Nice. The chubby one, Boldilocks, well-fed Viking woman, aging woman with white hair, Chumbawamba man. Midlife crisis woman, Mardy bearded
Romany
ginger.
Romany Romany Jenkins, stumbling flump. These are incredible. They are so good.
Ginger bearded midget.
Oh
I love it.
my God.
These
These
are
are
so good.
so good. So good. I could literally just scroll through them. Chunky oversharer.
Tim Ashman's gone in. Enthusiastically awkward, dark-haired, poor Zachary Quinto look-alike. That's not going to fit on Twitter. There's only a certain amount of
No.
characters, Timothy. Sort
Yeah.
yourself out.
Adrian McCordick obviously follows Pete Dunne and the whole Twitter thing every year because he's called himself nondescript tall guy with beard number four.
Perfect. See, he knows the score, doesn't he? Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, thank you so much for those. They really made us laugh. And yeah, keep interacting. We're on Instagram at Ultra Sound System Pod. Ali does a great job of updating it every week with our little questions for you, little teasers for our episode.
This week we're asking, Pearl Jam started a running club and nobody liked it. What other bands should start sports clubs and why? So please get involved with that. We will be asking what's the weirdest thing you found on your run. Hey, when this goes out, is it London Marathon weekend?
Yeah, it'd be London Marathon on the
See,
Sunday. So people might be listening to this whilst they're running
that's what I was
London
just thinking. What an
Marathon.
absolutely
Keep going.
glorious thing. Yeah,
Keep
keep
going.
going. Not far to
You're
go
doing
now.
great.
Yeah. What's
Yeah.
those silly things they put on those things?
What are you talking about? Signs? Is that
Yeah,
the international
I'm doing
symbol for
that.
signs that you're holding
Signs.
up?
Yeah,
I mean, you could put
signs.
anything. You're running better than the government.
Oh, don't do that.
Woo.
That's not very good. There's
Pain is French for bread. Woo.
yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. I think
Hurry
what?
up. There's a beer waiting for you at the end. Woo.
Yeah. Run like you stole something.
Yay. Run like there's a fit bloke at the end. Woo.
I would like to be the gatekeeper of the sign, and I'd like to go down to London Marathon one year with a big flaming stick, and I would like to just set fire to all the ones I've seen before. Be like, no, set fire to them. I would, and then because the thing is, it would look quite cool because you'd have like a burning tunnel for the runners to run through, but it would make people work harder. I'm pretty sure if you Google the top five marathon signs, you'll find a bloody Reddit, and then people could just copy off that.
There would be a Reddit for
Yeah,
sure. We
I'd
did
like.
a Running Channel video of them once,
Did
because I
you?
took videos of them all at the Brighton Marathon and then put a video all together of them.
Oh, I
Yeah.
think my favorite one was a Bad Boy Running one that we took and put on the back of a t-shirt that said, "Crushing disappointment is earned, not given." And that was my favorite sign ever. I was like, yes, perfect. Perfect for the way that I see things. Hey, we've had some, what's that? Fuck, it's the playlist.
There we go. Playlist.
Can I ask you, and you only, I'm not doing a poll, do you think we should put Madness on there?
Oh.
Baggy trousers or something like that.
Oh.
I don't like.
I'm not a big fan.
No, me
We
neither.
went, no, we went to like a New Year's Eve party a couple of years ago, and there was like a Madness tribute act, and I
Oh, God.
was just like, can we leave now? This is dreadful.
Were they called Badness? The
Oh,
Madness.
they
That's what I.
should have been. They
Oh,
should have been.
I worked with Madness for quite a long time, and they were one of the worst bands I worked with for behaviour. They were naughty,
I
and they
bet
would
they
not
were.
listen to me. And
Cheeky
because,
AF.
yeah, they were like, all right, darling, you're exactly as you think they're going to be. And they kept running away, and there's like 12 of them, and they were
Yeah.
all in the pub in different pubs, and it was
Yeah.
like herding fucking cats. Do you remember when the BBC building shut down at White City and they did that gig outside?
Yes.
Yeah, I
Yes.
was in charge of that. And I was like,
Really?
what, just they're getting them on stage. And I was like, where the fuck are they? Like, building. And I was
Stop.
like trying to find them. It was a complete nightmare. They gave me a
Oh,
hernia, that band. So I'm
God.
not really a fan, to be honest.
No, I'm not. Who asked for that?
Everybody. I said
Everybody
no,
asked for
I
it.
said no, thank you. I'm not doing this. And
Oh,
someone said, oh no,
thanks.
go on. And then someone said, please don't. And then someone else went, oh, go on, we love Madness. And I was
No,
like,
I'm
oh.
making an executive decision. I get the final say on this one, and I'm saying no.
Right. What about Fairground by Simply Red? Someone said that was a
Oh
banger.
God, it's not a banger. That is not the word that I would use to describe it. I know that if Neil were listening, he'd be like, yeah, put it on, because he loves Simply Red. Hey, fun fact for you. Do you know why Simply Red were called Simply Red?
Because he's got a ginger, because he's a ginger.
That's what everyone would say. And if you were on QI, then they'd press the little buzzer and you'd get a boo,
I'd love to be on
boo.
QI. That's one of my next things. My next outcome goals is to be on QI.
Amazing.
Not
No,
going to happen.
the reason why they're called Simply Red is because Mick Hucknall's a massive Manchester United fan.
Really? Well,
Interesting, huh?
who'd have thunk it?
There you go.
I
Fun
will
fact.
say
See,
he's got
learning.
an incredible voice, Mick Hucknall.
Yeah.
And I do love there's some of there's like Stars is one of the songs that gets me in the gut, and I have to like turn the radio off because I love that song. But Fairground.
No.
No. Okay, good. Then I'm going to add Wayne Wonder, Sean Kingston, and Kevin Little to the playlist just because they're a
Perfect.
triumvirate of joy.
Great.
Kevin
Great.
Little.
Little Kevin Little, put him in your little pocket. Yeah, don't forget to go and check out the playlist on Spotify. It's called the same thing as the podcast, which is really confusing, and it's the same color picture as well.
Yeah, it is. Sorry about that, everybody.
That's all right.
You've got any
Brandon.
encumbrances?
Oh, got so many encumbrances. So,
Brilliant.
because obviously we had the debrief episode last week, I've got a backlog of encumbrances in the corner, but I think I can probably get through maybe two and then save some for the next episode.
Half.
So, I've got some. Actually, they are both kind of advicey kind of ones. One's quite a funny story. Right, Sarah Reynolds emails. We are ultrasoundsystempod@gmail.com. Hi, Ali and Anna. I need your advice, please. On my lung run yesterday, I felt a hot spot on my foot. So instead of ignoring it for once, well done, I stopped, put some more lube on it, changed my socks, and cracked on. It worked for a bit, but I ended the run with a small blister. Annoying. What is your advice when you feel a hot spot? You've said a few times Compeed isn't a good idea, and I'm wondering what the alternatives are. Love the pod. Thank you. Hey, where's your book, Ali, on foot care for runners?
What? Do you mean Smart Running by Jen and Sim Benson? Available at
Oh,
firstbreakpublishing.co.uk and all other bookshops. Hey, look, if you have that, then just give it a little clean and put a little plaster on it, but not a compeed. Like any plaster's fine. Like just a plaster with a little bit of padding, or you can get a little these little round pad bits and a little bit of KT tape and just put a barrier against it and whatever is rubbing on it. But usually, like it'll be the same place every time, won't it? So that's all you need to do. But things with compeed is they compeeds have got a something in them that basically sticks to your skin and starts to join to your skin. It's got that hyaluronic stuff, so you can't take it off. That's the problem, and it just pushes against the thing and makes it worse.
So
You
there's a
don't have the
time,
option.
there's a time and a place for Compeed, I think. Like, for example, if you think about your foot on the inside of the like arch of the foot, I used to get blisters there. And actually, when I started being more a bit more pregnant, and I changed my shoes to like some comfier ones that I hadn't worn for ages, these blisters started coming back in that place. So I put Compeed on there as like a preventative, because like you say, it was like a bit padded, and I knew that there wasn't anything there underneath on the skin to rip off when the Compeed came off. So I just left them on and just like left them there until they came off in the shower. So Compeed's all right for that, but if you've already got a blister and you put a Compeed on it, you're just going to rip the skin off it when it comes off. So like Ali says, like just a regular plaster once the blister's already there, or use it as a preventative. But also, when I was on the Seven Valleys and I was struggling really badly with my little toe because it just became one big massive blister,
Fucking chop it off, Anna. Just get it taken off.
oh, I might do. Although I think you need it for your
You
balance, or is
don't.
that a
You
myth?
don't. I spoke to a medic. I've spoken to a medic, and they said we can take the little ones off, and it make no difference whatsoever. It's the big one you can't take off.
I might take my little toe off then, because it's always that one that I get a problem with. But a trail angel arrived in the distance, and I told her that I was having trouble with my feet, and off she trotted back to her car and trotted back and met me with some Injinjini socks. You
Injinji.
know, like the
Injinji. Yeah.
Injinjinji,
The
you
toe
know, the little
socks.
toe socks.
Yeah.
Honestly, I cannot believe the difference that they've made as well for me
See, for
personally. I was
me,
very, very skeptical.
they give me blisters. I was sponsored
Do
by them for a while, so you gave me loads and loads of pairs, and I had to say, guys, I'm really sorry, but it's not working for me, because it just isn't. They
they? Yeah, it doesn't
I
work for everyone.
don't like the fabric. I prefer to like I use a lanolin nipple cream on my feet. It's really thick, like earwax. So before I'm doing
Got
a really
plenty of
long
that.
run, yeah, lovely. Lanolin nipple cream all over your feet, and then the
Yeah.
sex lube, like I just whack that on top, and then put merino socks on. Innovate do trail fly merino socks. They're really cheap. They're like £6 for three pairs. They last forever. They're amazing, and that's it for me. But I know that I get a hot spot on my big toe. Like it's like the actually the outside of my big toe. That's a hot spot area. And then
Yeah.
there's another bit around the back. And if stuff I'm doing something really long, I will put a plaster on that and a bit of KT tape. Not loads, just a bit,
Yes.
because it's just because I know that that's a place. Doesn't matter
Yeah.
what size shoes I wear, it's just a place where it happens. But that's
Yeah.
the other thing, is to keep an eye on when this happens and where it happens. So you might want to do a little bit of preventative, but don't worry too much, because the thing is, a little blister is not going to end your race, is it? We're talking about
Definitely.
stuff that will end your race. So you did exactly the right thing. Just like, well done. Reckon I compete.
Yeah.
Just please keep the competes for the dancing and not for
Always, yeah, always manage it. Like when you can, though, you did the right thing. I know you put in brackets for once instead of ignoring it for once. So yeah, always try and manage when that hot spot kicks off. Cool. And then Emma's been in touch. Hello, Anna and Ali.
Hi,
I
Emma.
met you. Hi. I met you both briefly at the running show and properly love the podcast. I have lots of running podcasts in my feed that I never actually listen to because they're boring. Capital letters.
Oh my God, the other
Capital letters.
day, a certain podcast came on after the podcast I was listening to, and it went, "Hi, welcome to," and I just went, "No," just switched it off.
Oh,
It wasn't the
savage.
cent. It wasn't the Centurion one, guys. It was different. Anyway, continue.
Yes. But I do a little leap of joy every time another ultrasound system pod appears on the list. Well, here you go. Here's some more joy for you, Emma. I probably belly laughed at the episode where Lily Cantor, my sometimes ultra running sidekick, asked about underboob chafing. Here is another bra dilemma that I don't think there's an answer to.
Come at me, Emma. Come
I've
at
tried
me.
every sports bra going. And my favourite by a mile is a sweaty Betty crop top type affair that I found in TK Maxx for a fiver. Sometimes the TK Maxx finds are the best.
Yeah.
It is so comfy, never gives me chafe, and provides the perfect amount of support to my boobs that are a shadow of their former selves after breastfeeding three kids. Well done, Emma. But this morning I was doing a hill session in the park and it started to rain so hard that by the end the path was a river. Welcome to the UK running. Oh my God, at the moment, it's
Welcome
just
to life.
fucking ridiculous. When is it going to stop raining?
This is just life now.
I know.
We live on a blue planet. It's blue because it's fucking flooded.
We're going to be underwater soon. Anyway, I ploughed on regardless, but I was so soaking wet when I got home that I couldn't get out of the bra.
No.
I'm laughing because I can see it because of the contortion
Yeah.
of like, this is a workout in itself. It had stuck itself to me with great force. It took every bit of strength I had to get the thing over my head, and I was wrestling with it for ages. Should I have dried it with a hairdryer first? Lubed myself up a bit more. Wasn't quite ready to scar the kids for life by asking them to help. So, what is the solution here? Have you ever been stuck in a bra after a run? Keep up the good work.
Yes, I have been stuck in a bra after a run. I've been stuck and I've had to ask for help. And I was in the back of a Luton van. It was like there was no changing area. And I was like, I have to get this fucking thing off. You know when you're like contorted and you're like, it's like you're trying to touch. Hey, listener, if you're out now at the London Marathon, imagine trying to touch both your elbows with your hand and then like put your head to one side, like and bend it backwards, because that's what it's like. And it's like, this isn't going to stretch anymore. And basically, I was trying, and then the door opened, and a random man was behind me. And I was like, I'm really sorry, I can't get this off. You're going to have to help me. And he actually had to, and he did not know what to say or do. It was like
No.
a mixture between the worst day of his life and the best day of his life. And he had to take it off for me. It was stuck. And I
Oh
think that when
my
it's that
God.
wet,
Yeah. You're
I think
stuck.
it's stuck. But I think some people would argue it shouldn't be that tight. But I'm like, no, it needs to be tight.
Yeah, no, because it needs to like, pin the girls down, doesn't it?
Yeah, they need to
So
stay. They
it
need to stay where
needs
they
to
are.
be that sort of level of tight. I also once got stuck in my sports bra. I love the crop top style sports bras. I have one currently that I can wear. The rest of them are just
Yeah,
no go
because
at
the
the
crop
moment.
top are better because they don't have the clip. And I know that the clip has a little bit of, I was about to say a little bit powder, a little bit of fabric behind it to stop it
Powder.
rubbing. But all that needs to happen is for that to flip over and you end up with a bloody hole in your back. So I really
Yeah.
avoid the clips, and I'm like on big ultras, it's always an all-in-one because
All in one.
there's no way it can chafe.
Yeah, no, it's true. But I'd done a gym session, then gone for a swim.
Oh
Rookie,
mate,
rookie,
not towel, not completely dry. Were you not
not
completely
completely dry,
dry? Oh
not completely dry. Rookie forgot to take my bra.
no, you got to put it
And
back on.
if I wasn't walking home from the gym, if I like had driven, I'd have just got in the car with no bra on, not a problem. I was walking home and it was like the middle of the day. So I was like, I kind of feel like I should put a bra on.
I mean, it's
Another
at the end of the
one.
day, it's a health and safety issue, isn't it, for everybody else?
Well, I should have maybe just like left it off. Trying to get back into a damp sports bra from the gym when you've just got out of the swimming pool and you're not quite dry. I mean, it twisted so much and I was like stuck. And then this woman came around the corner to like get ready, and I was like, "Don't mind me." And you're literally like making all these grunting noises, like, but at least it was in a changing room full of women, and they probably understood.
Yeah, it just is what it is, isn't it? It's one of those pleasurable bits about being a lady runner.
So I think she says, "What is the solution here, Emma?" I think the solution here is embrace it and use that to tick off a strength and conditioning session after
Yeah,
your run.
100%. 100%. And I also think that this is something that should be included in like SAS Who Dares Wins as one of the things in the beasting.
Okay, yeah, I
Like,
thought you were going to
when
say
they
it should be in
no, when
Robbie
they go
Britton's
out.
book.
No, Robbie Britton, but no, love, I don't do sports bras. No, I don't do that. You do that. You sort that out, love. That's a very good Robbie Britton impression. So I think that when they're running around and they're like burpees, wrigglings, wrigglies,
Yeah.
pressies, they should be like sports bra on and off as many times as you possibly can. That'll fucking strip the men from the boys. Wet sports bra on and
Oh,
off as many times
yeah.
as you can. Can you imagine? Like Billy's like getting right up in their face, like, you fucking mug, why can't you get that sports bra off? Be amazing because
Yeah.
it's really hard work. And the other thing is just dressing just dressing yourself after being at the gym when you have time to actually properly dry yourself, and it seems like everything you put on is just sticking to your body. I'm pretty sure
Leggings, no.
leggings are a no-no, absolute no-no for
Skinny
that.
jeans, no.
So basically there's no option except to properly lube yourself up with loads and loads of lube, which you don't really need to do, or just suck it up, buttercup. It's part of it, isn't it?
And use it as the strength session.
I tell you what, there's a raging debate. I'm having a debate with a number of my girlfriends at the moment about pants.
Masturbate.
Mass debate. There's a mass debate going on in
Ooh.
my WhatsApp group about pants. About
Yeah.
like, because I'm like, fucking pants. They're like, we don't wear pants when we
What?
run. And I'm like, what?
Oh,
They're like,
I know there are these people who do this. Who are these people?
I'm gonna have to put up a poll. Do you wear pants when you run? That goes for you as well, boys. Because I'm like, but doesn't that chafe more if you're not wearing any underpants? They're like, no, it doesn't. It chafes when you wear pants. And I'm like, But also, like when you're doing multi-day stuff, if you don't wear any pants, then you're soiling your shorts a bit, aren't you?
Yeah, you probably can't get as many wears out of those shorts. I wouldn't want to wear them like too many times.
No.
Probably more
And
than
so it's
once.
a big debate amongst me and my girlfriends about do you wear
Yeah,
pants or do you not wear
I
pants?
think I'd also like to know on that poll. I feel like there needs to be four options. It's like, yes, I do, no, I don't. But actually, I want to know the level of pubic hair available.
What's
Because
going on to the pants?
I feel like if you don't scape down there and you've got like quite a bushy bush,
Quite a
I feel like
protected area, an area of special science, an area of special scientific
besides my
interest.
interest, then I feel like not wearing pants, you've got that kind of cushioning. Whereas if
Or
you are like neatly trimmed,
do the hairs rub on the leg?
well, I don't know. I'd like to know. I'd like to know.
What about
I'd
men?
like to know the
Men,
level of
do you
hairs.
manscape so you don't have any hair on your balls so that they don't rub? Or do you just, Julius will be absolutely loving this because he'll be getting his pen out, being like, wow, this is what I do. He loves this shit, producer Julius. He's always telling me about his fucking argan oil ball sack baths and like loves it. I'm not even embarrassed for him because he'll be like, yes, I do love it. And I'll tell you exactly how I manscape. But I'm just, it's interesting, isn't it? It's interesting because if you've ever had,
Is.
so I was talking to Nikki Love at the weekend, Nikki Love, who ran across Australia, and she told me that she doesn't wear pants anymore because she wore pants in the jungle and she got chafing and blisters so bad between her legs that the medics did not know what to do with her and basically had to like bandage the whole thing. She was like, from that day forth, I did not wear pants. And I'm like, I was like, what were you wearing? I had summer's frilly jobs. She's like, no, just
Yeah,
normal pants, just normal pants.
normal ones.
She didn't wear any pants during her run across Australia.
Wow, she went commando. Oh no, that just reminded me of Anna Macnuff's book, but that's called Pants of Perspective. But that wasn't to do with like pants.
It was to do with pants in the American way.
No, well,
Trousers.
yeah.
Leggings. Was it? It was just to do with
No.
perspective, wasn't it?
Yeah,
It was just literally to
it
do with
wasn't whether
perspective.
she ran with pants or not. Anyway. So brings me to the end of the correspondence for this week, because I've got three sitting in the inbox ready to go for next week, which is delicious.
Great. We'd like to hear some information. We'd love to hear your London Marathon stories,
We would love to
please.
hear your London Marathon stories if you're running
You,
London
what are you doing
Marathon.
at the weekend? Are you going anywhere near that area? Were you like
I'm
picking up
going to
kids?
London Marathon.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You are so good.
Yes, I'm going to be at the Running Channels pop-up
Oh yeah.
at yeah, so I'll be there all day on the Sunday. So, if you are listening to this on the Saturday or the Sunday, then come see me.
Yeah, go see Hannah. She's there tomorrow.
Did you just call me Hannah?
Anna.
All right, Als.
I called you Anna. I didn't call you Hannah. Something's wrong with
I
Hannah. Hannah's my middle name.
know there's nothing wrong with Hannah. I just really don't like it when people call me Hannah.
What's bad is when people call me Als or Abby. Fucking Abby.
Happy.
Hi, Abby.
What are
Cool.
you doing
Hannah,
this
fine.
weekend?
I'm going down the Pennine Way again. Again. To finish off my recce. Well, I'm not really finishing it off. I'm doing the last section and then I might stay at Hebden Bridge and do another bit the next day as well, just for fun, because I just like it down there.
I love Hebden Bridge. Go up to Stoodley Pike.
Yeah, I think me and Pickle might just go on Airbnb and the next day do exactly that.
Is it the Calderdale Way Ultra this weekend?
I don't know, my friend. Is
Because you
that?
might run into when you're doing that on Sunday.
I'm doing my recce on Saturday. That's
Yeah.
from Horton and Ribblesdale to Hebden Bridge.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go and do my own thing on Sunday. So I don't know what I'm doing on
On the
Sunday
Sunday. So Sunday. Oh no, it's not till the 30th of April. Oh,
yet.
entries are still open, guys. I really. Oh no. Hang on. No. It's Saturday, the 27th of April. So it's the week after you're there. Entries are still open for that one. It is an incredible. I freaking love that race. There's a 50 miler or a 30 miler. I did the 30 miler last week.
Oh yeah, last year, not
Last
last week.
week. That starts at Brookfoot Lock at Brighouse and then finishes in Heptonstall and goes through, like, yeah, basically, you get like a massive climb out of Todmorden and stuff. It's cool. It's really nice.
Todmorden.
But yeah, you can see Stoodley Pike from all around. I was amazed. I was like, oh my God, I can still see it.
Ooh, nice. And also,
Yeah.
everybody, we can do this because we're going straight to, because this is coming out on Saturday. We're interviewing Hannah Rickman for a Legends episode next week. So if you've got any questions, I will put this in the group. If anyone's got any questions for Hannah Rickman, who is an incredible female ambassador for the sport, then give us a shout, DM us. She has come second at the spine multiple times. She won the Lakes Traverse, the Northern Traverse at the weekend, last weekend. And she's just an all-round amazing, incredible female runner. So any questions you've got, then just DM or email or whatever, however you do it, really.
Get in touch with us somehow. We'll find it. Perfect. Right. Well, have a great weekend, and I love you.
I love you. Bye.